Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
This is Jim and James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and interviews. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. In this hour, we chat with fabulous Elvis tribute artist Dean Z. We spin some brand new tunes he sent over, and we talk about some favorite Elvis songs of his, as well as his performances at this year's Nashville Elvis Festival, performances that recreated events that happened with Elvis 50 years ago. But right now, let's start things off with a great rock from 1960 on Hickory Records. It's Al Terry and the tune Watchdog on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
If you see a baby that you think would suit me, turn around and run it down and chase her back to me. Watchdog, watchdog, if you can do what I think you can do for me, I'll give you a home. When I have to leave the house and baby wants to play, don't ever sleep, be sure you keep everyone away. Watch dog, watch dog, if you can do what I think you can do for me, I'll give you a home. You won't have to chase around for rabbits in the cold. All I want from you is just to do what you are told. If a stranger comes around when I'm away from home, just be sure he gets the cure and leaves my chick alone. When my baby kisses me, it knocks me on my heels. When a rabbit slaps you down, you know just how I feel. Watch dog, watch dog, if you can do what I think you can do for me, I'll give you a home. To leave the house and baby wants to play, don't ever sleep, be sure you keep everyone away. Watch dog, watch dog, if you can do what I think you can do for me, I'll give you a home. You won't have to chase around for rabbits in the cold. All I want from you is just to do what you are told. If a stranger comes around when I'm away from home, just be sure he gets the cure and leaves my chick alone. When my baby kisses me, it knocks me on my heels. When a rabbit slaps you down, you know just how I feel. Watch dog, watch dog, if you can do what I think you can do for me, I'll give you a home.
Say when you wanna be my baby, when you're feeling blue, if you'll send some word by a little blue bird, then I'll come running home to you. Say when you wanna talk things over, when you know it's true, if you'll just let me know, honey, then I'll show you that I'll come running home to you. And just remember, when you're tired of living all alone, I will always be as close to you as your telephone. Just say when you wanna be my baby, when you know it's true, just let me know, baby, then I'll show you that I'll come running home to you. Oh, just remember, when you're tired of living all alone, baby, I will always be as close to you as your telephone. Say when you wanna be my baby, when you
you're feeling blue, you just send some word by a little blue bird. Baby, I'll come running home to you. Say when, honey. Just let me know, would you please?
I was 14 at the time. I was celebrating 4 a.m. with them hoodlum friends of mine. I heard a boy named Elvis Presley singing, "That's all right, Mama," on the radio, and it turned me on. I've been hooked on music from that moment on. Start dancing in the road when I heard Jerry Lee Lewis singing, "Oh, I'm shaking, going on." It turned me on. I've been hooked on music from that moment on. Yeah. Had a head hot steel and fancy hubcaps on them Cowboys pickup trucks. Fender skirts, mud flaps, anything to make a buck. I'd sell them right back to them out behind the rodeo, just to make a little money to trade my little honey to a rock and roll show. And I hung around that skating rink where Buddy Holly played. I could not believe one man could have such fun and still get paid. When I heard that local DJ playing, "That'll be the day you turn me on," said it turned me on. I've been hooked on music from that moment on. Sucker never came out wrong. I'd sit back and sing it soft and low, watching matters slowly turn them on. I'll turn them on. I've been hooked on music from that moment on.
Mac Davis and Hooked on Music from 1980, Casablanca Records. Mac Davis wrote several songs for Elvis Presley, including songs like Memories, In the Ghetto, Don't Cry Daddy, and A Little Less Conversation. The King of Rockabilly, Carl Perkins, before that, and Say When, a Decca Records outtake that eventually popped up on compilations like the classic Carl Perkins. Dean Z is with us in just a little bit, but first, well, we've got an instrumental breakdown with Kitty Rose and the Randlers from their self-titled release, and a song, Donna, goes to Tijuana. But let's start it off with a track from their new album, 40, which recently hit number one on the rock album sales chart. It's the Stray Cats and Desperado.
It's the instrumental breakdown on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Thank you. Hi, this is Kitty Rose of Kitty Rose and the Rattlers, and you are tuned to the best radio station on the planet. Here's a tune from our new self-titled release. Hope you enjoy it.
On the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and our guest this hour is Dean Z. Now, he recently sent over some tracks from a new project, so let's start things off with one of those right now. Dean Z, and Don't Be Cruel.
Hey, everybody, this is Dean Z. Keep it right here for more of the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
You know I can be fine sitting home all day long. If you can't come around, at least reach telephone. Don't be cruel to who I hide that's true. Baby, if I made you mad, something I might have said. Please, you'll never forget in the past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who I hide that's true. Here, love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who I hide it's true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher. Let's say I do. And then you'll know you have me. And I know that I have you. Don't be cruel to who I hide it's true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you and me, you know. Don't be cruel to who I hide it's true. Don't be cruel to who I hide it's true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby,
get well, it's Jammin' James Riley, Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and as I promised, Dean Z on the phone. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, James. How you doing, man?
Man, I am doing so good, and I gotta talk about this amazing performance you did at Nashville Elvis Festival. You recreated the opening night, 1969, was it International Hotel?
Yes, man. I'll tell you, that's a performance that's kind of goes under the radar for Elvis, because there's no real footage of it. You know, a lot lot of Elvis's career is documented. We've got video evidence of all these cool things that Elvis did. You know, we've got Sullivan performances, got Elvis's inducted in the Army, and the 68 Special, the movies,
sure.
The Aloha from Hawaii, That's the Way It Is. Everything is on tour. It's all on camera. There's something special about this show, though, because unlike all of Elvis's other major accomplishments, this wasn't recorded or broadcast for consumers to see. There are some maybe 16mm, 8mm video, things like that. There are some clips, 8 seconds, 10 seconds of this performance, and there's a lot of photographs. But Elvis's opening night is very elusive. And in fact, there's an album called The White Night, and it's Elvis in Las Vegas, but it's not from opening night. It's from about a week later.
Oh, wow.
And so even that, and it's billed as being Elvis's opening night, but it's actually incorrect. So this is a very elusive performance, and I had to kind of stretch my imagination and bring these photographs to life. You know, try to figure out what Elvis is doing, what he's singing, to try to recreate this in a very authentic way. We went over the top with authenticity on this particular show, and it was really a cool thing for someone that is a massive Elvis fan like myself to be able to present that particular show to an audience that hasn't seen it yet, and use my imagination and kind of a, you know, an intuitive actor's eye to see how Elvis might have done this or that in that show.
That's amazing. I was sitting backstage watching this monitor. I was sitting there with Cody Daneth, and mm-hmm. we were just watching, and the monitor wasn't high def and maybe even a little mm-hmm. blurry, and so it was from a distance to 7, but we were just both freaking out going, man, this is like watching, you know, the real thing. I mean, it was very evident to me that you'd done a tremendous amount of homework, and you're right, there wasn't footage to look back on, and that to me is what's so amazing about this, is because you didn't just recreate something that we've all seen. We've seen pictures and, like you said, some blurry, grainy footage, but mm-hmm. you really recreated something that we didn't have a point of reference to. In some ways, almost now we do. I mean, it's unreal.
No, that's very nice of you to say, man. You know, it was a challenge, and it was such a welcomed thing for me, as far as just as an Elvis fan. Elvis is just so cool. He looked incredible in 1969 when he returned to live performance. This is right after, of course, the 1968 comeback that we all watched, you know, on television, NBC.
Sure.
Singer presents Elvis in that black leather. And Elvis has this attitude, this confidence, this polish about him. He's been in Hollywood for 8 years. He's a full-blown megastar at this point in his life. But he's also has this itch that can't be scratched when it comes to live performance. He hasn't done it in a long time. And so he is more electric, I feel, in that 1968-69 year, those 2 years, than ever in his career, because now he possesses the polish and the understanding of what he's doing on stage. The early years, he's almost like he's untamed. There's a rawness about Elvis that is so cool. But in this, you can almost get that rawness with a ton of polish on top of it. So it's like, I just feel like Elvis was just completely untouchable and unstoppable at that point. And man, it was such an honor to be able to perform that particular show and hopefully, you know, make people believe. You know, it's all a feeling. It's an acting job whenever you're trying to create this moment. And so for me, it was really special, and I hope everyone else there enjoyed it as much as I did.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, people are still talking about it, and I imagine they still will for a while there.
I hope so.
Knock me down, stab in my face, sign of my name all over the place. Do anything that you want to do. But honey, lay off of my shoes and don't you tell my blues ways. You can do anything, lay off of my blues ways. Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, can't go, but don't you tell my blues ways. You can do anything, lay off of my blues ways. You can do anything, but they all have the blue suede shoes. It's a blue, blue, and a blue suede shoe. Got a blue, blue, and a blue suede shoe, baby. Blue, blue, and a blue suede shoe. Yeah, blue, blue, and a blue suede. And you can do anything, but they all have the blue suede.
Elvis Presley and Blue Suede Shoes, recorded 50 years ago, August 25th, 1969, at the International Hotel in Las Vegas. Our guest this hour is Dean Z, who recreated opening night from this Vegas engagement from Elvis that happened on July 31st, 1969. Now, another thing that happened during this time period, on August the 21st, 1969, when Elvis was introducing the band, he sang happy birthday to his guitarist, James Burton, who was celebrating his 30th birthday at the time. Now, I thought it was appropriate to play that snippet because I always pretended he was singing this to me, because I'll be celebrating my 50th anniversary of being on this planet on September the 5th.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear James. Happy birthday to you. Hot damn right.
Thank you, Elvis. Whether you're singing it to me or James Burton, doesn't really matter. Hey, Dean Z is our guest this hour. Now, we've already played one track that you sent over and wanted to play another, Bossa Nova Baby, but tell me about these recordings.
It's me and the Blackwoods.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man. Me and Mark and the group, it's really, I'm very proud of this stuff, too.
Oh, very cool.
It came out really good, man. I'm extremely proud of it. In fact, it's recorded right there at Hilltop Studio, which is famous for recording Dolly Parton, Vince Gill, Alan Jackson. It's very, very prominent in the gospel community, Hilltop Recording Studio in Nashville. And so, yeah, man, I'm very proud of this.
I said, take it easy, baby. I worked all day and my feet feel just like lead. I got my shirt tail flying all over the place and the sweat popping out of my head. I said, hey, Bossa Nova, baby, keep on working, but I ain't got time to quit. I said, go, Bossa Nova, baby, keep on dancing, I'm about to have myself a fit. Bossa Nova, Bossa Nova. I said, hey, little mama, let's sit down and have a drink and dig the band. She said, drink, 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 old fiddly-dink, I can dance with a drink in my hand. I said, hey, Bossa Nova, baby, keep on working, but I ain't got time to drink. I said, go, Bossa Nova, baby, keep on dancing, cause I ain't got time to think. Bossa Nova, Bossa Nova. It's hot in here and it's oh so cool outside. If you'll lend me a dollar, I can buy some gas and we can go for a little ride. I said, hey, Bossa Nova, baby, keep on working, but I ain't got time for that. I said, go, Bossa Nova, baby, keep on dancing, or I'll find myself another cat. Bossa Nova, Bossa Nova. Bossa Nova. Bossa Nova, oh, yeah. Bossa Nova, Bossa Nova.
This is Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. RockabillyandBlues.com. Rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com is our website. Our guest this hour, 2013 Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist Champion and 2014 Heart of the King Award recipient, Dean Z. I find that I'm constantly discovering or rediscovering an Elvis song that maybe I just haven't listened to in a while. Someone that's so into Elvis's discography, do you find yourself still, I don't know if you're still discovering stuff for the first time, but maybe rediscovering things that you're like, wow, I'd forgotten how great that was.
James, the thing is, I am still discovering Elvis music, even though I've been singing his music for this long, and I've been a fan of Elvis since I was 3 years old. I'm 35. It's 32 years of my life. I'm still hearing songs I haven't heard before, and I'm always discovering or rediscovering new songs where I'm just like, man, there's something so special about this. And in fact, going back to like the 69 sessions that Elvis did in Memphis at American Sound Recording Studios, we recreated that as well, the Elvis Festival in Nashville. And just diving into that catalog by itself and really putting on a set of headphones and really getting into all the nuance of that session and those songs. And I'm talking about songs that were massive hits for Elvis. Suspicious Minds, In the Ghetto, Kentucky Rain, Don't Cry Daddy, all came from one particular session. And it was in January and February of 1969. And Elvis, as I said, coming off of 68 Special, a whole refound energy when it came to singing and performing. And you can hear his performance in these songs. They are just, they're perfect. There's no other way to say it. And diving back into that has just an incredible catalog that I just think is Elvis at his absolute best. And getting to recreate that stuff as well was just such an honor. I'm such an Elvis fan, man. I never stop discovering or rediscovering these songs. And every day I feel like I've got a new favorite Elvis song.
I know what you mean, like, yeah.
You can't pick just one because they're all so good. And I've never experienced another entertainer that had such a deep catalog of music.
Well, and I think it surprises people. I remember in college discovering Power of My Love. For whatever reason, just was not on my radar as a kid and growing up through high school and stuff. And then we just played that over and over. And still to this day, that's a track that I try to turn people onto. And so many people freak out over it because it's such a cool rock and bluesy tune that was not a hit song for him. But yeah, there's so many songs like that in his catalog.
And speaking of that song, that is from that exact same session. That's from the American Sound Recording Studios in Memphis. It's funny that you mentioned that particular one. That is from the same session that I was just saying is probably a perfect Elvis. You know, it's like Elvis at his absolute best. So that's one of my favorites too, Power of My Love. It's just like, it's just so, he's just so cool. There's no other way to describe him. He is just the epitome of cool in all of those songs from that session.
Break it, burn it, drag it all around, twist it, turn it, you can't tear it down. Cause every minute, every hour, you'll be shaken by the strength and mighty power of my love. Crush it, kick it, you can never. I'll make you give in. Every minute, every hour, you'll be shaken by the strength and mighty power of my love. Baby, I want you, you'll never get away. My love will haunt you, yes, haunt you night and day. Push it. Good.
shaken by the strength and mighty power of my love. And every minute, every hour, you'll be shaken by the strength and mighty power.
That's Power of My Love, Elvis Presley, recorded February the 18th, 1969, at American Sound Studio in Memphis, Tennessee. We're talking this hour with Elvis tribute artist Dean Z. So now Elvis was 42 when he passed away. It's been 42 years since then, and still no sign of slowing down. There's new generations discovering him every year. Do you think that Elvis ever had any idea just how much he was loved?
I'd never think that Elvis realized how special he was, and that's part of the reason that made him so special. You're right, James. It's only getting stronger. It's just as relevant in American pop culture as ever. Elvis Presley is everywhere. You know, Baz Luhrmann's making a brand new movie about him. I mean, Tom Hanks is going to be in this film. This is major box office things, and we're still talking about Elvis. And you're right, he's been gone as long as we had him. It's incredible to think of the legacy that Elvis left behind and how he is so deeply woven into the fabric of our culture in America. And he is our royalty, if you really think about it. You know, around the world, we get to claim Elvis as being ours. And so it's pretty remarkable. And there have been stars and even megastars before and since Elvis, but none have come close to leaving the legacy that he left behind. And you can't put your finger on the one reason why he is this special. He really was just something that comes not once in a lifetime, but once, you know. And I'm happy that we all had a chance to kind of figure out that, you know, how much we loved Elvis and how special he was. And the cool thing about him is that, as you said, he never really realized the footprint he left behind. I think he even gets quoted as saying, "Will they remember me when I'm gone?"
Yeah.
And if he only saw how much we all still love him, you know, I think he would be extremely moved by that and just the how much outpouring and how loyal the Elvis fans are and how he's still changing lives, brand new listeners all the time, you know, and I'm very grateful for that.
All you have to do is, which I know you have many times, that you've seen the amount of people that flock to Graceland, and people from all over the world come to see Sun Studios from, you know, every single day. They want to see where it began, see where he lived. I would imagine it's on a lot of people's bucket list to come experience that.
Absolutely. And Sun Studio, you know, being rock and roll hallowed ground, you know, this is the big band of the music that we love so much, you know, and just the incredible switchover from country and rhythm and blues to rockabilly and then eventually rock and roll. It is a special place. It's like there's certain places on the earth that have a certain energy, and I feel like Sun is one of them. And I had the pleasure of recording all of Elvis's music that he recorded there. About 10 years ago, we got to go into Sun, and a gentleman by the name of Matt Ross Spang, who has also moved on to doing so many great projects, and James Lott were our engineers, and getting to work with those two on this amazing project, the Sun Sessions, was something that I'll never forget. And having getting to be there and stand on that spot where Elvis wailed those lyrics in 1954 and 55, man, it's just a moment in my life I'll never forget. And here we are, you know, I'm 10 years older and still just can't believe that I had the chance to do that with my brother Daniel by my side playing Scotty Moore's guitar chords and licks, Rob Edwards playing all the stuff that Bill Black played right there on that spot. We use the same microphones that have been native to the studio for the entire time. You know, it's, we recorded it as they did, and it felt really good. You're right, man. There are certain places that are on people's bucket lists, and Graceland and Sun, if they're not on there right now, they definitely should be.
I absolutely agree.
Blue moon, blue moon, blue moon, keep shining bright. Blue moon, keep on shining bright. You know you're breaking me back. Come on, baby, tonight. Blue moon, keep shining bright. I said, blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I said, blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Well, it was all on the moonlight night. Stars shine bright.
I know the one that's gone and left me blue. I said, blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue.
At Sun Studio, recreating all of the songs that Elvis recorded there from his album called The Sun Sessions, our guest, Dean Z.
I think sometimes, you know, maybe the media and whatever have made somewhat of a character of him, possibly from some of the jumpsuits or whatever, that maybe wasn't quite as fit, and, you know, they over-exaggerate it, and maybe the 70s get overlooked because of that. You know, and I think there's such great music that came out of that time period that maybe is overlooked. And I think an event like Nashville Elvis Festival, where a lot of folks are doing the 70s Elvis with the jumpsuits, and I think you were able to get it. I'm not even sure if that makes sense, but...
Sure, no, that makes a lot of sense. And you're right, man. I mean, of course, Elvis was a man, and he, you know, he was a star at a time where there was no help for people that had any sort of addiction, as far as like a Betty Ford clinic or anything like that, you know. And Elvis, and the schedule that Elvis led, unfortunately, he gave more to his fans than he gave to himself when it came to taking care of himself, you know, and he was almost a victim of his own success in that regard. But so, yeah, they sometimes moments that shouldn't define him have been pushed to the forefront, and that's a shame, you know, because Elvis was struggling at that time. But the beautiful thing about Elvis fans is, and time, is that the cream always rises to the top, and Elvis's good qualities are always see that more light of day than anything that Elvis struggled with. You know, and if you think about the jumpsuit just for a second. This is 1970 that Elvis starts wearing these.
Yeah.
This piece of clothing is almost timeless because it's almost like futuristic for the time. It's almost futuristic to now. You see Lady Gaga and you see people that are in pop music still wearing things that are reminiscent of what Elvis was doing 45 years ago.
That's amazing.
And in the sparkle, in the fit, it's almost like a superhero. And if I look at Superman, I don't think, well, that's such a dated piece of clothing. I think that's a superhero.
Yeah.
When I see Elvis in that jumpsuit, it doesn't look like a dated, you know, like a wide tie.
Sure.
Like a wide, doesn't look like a 70s leisure suit, which obviously today looks dated. It looks like almost still futuristic because it's so timeless. Now, how innovative does a person have to be to kind of conjure this up? I know that I couldn't conjure up the idea of a whole new piece of clothing that's never existed that would stand the test of time and still look cool all these years later. So it's so relevant in music. I mean, you still see it. You still see it just in versions of it. And after Elvis started wearing them, everybody had them.
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
Roy Orbison wore it. Johnny Cash even had some stuff like that. The Osmonds all had that stuff. The Jackson 5 were wearing that stuff. Everybody followed in line for Elvis because it was just so new and so innovative. All these years later, man, it's still like a superhero. It's like Batman's suit. It's ageless. It's timeless. And it all came from him. And that's pretty amazing.
And now at Graceland, with all the exhibits, you can see them up close. It's pretty...
They've done such a great job there at Graceland.
Yeah.
You know, with the new displays, a 360-degree, you know, walk around these suits and look at the detail and just how beautifully made they are and how cool all the themes of the different suits, you know. Like, one might have a planetary theme and one has the theme of the American Eagle, you know. That's such an iconic... Elvis was just showing because of obviously the Aloha from Hawaii special was the first globally satellite televised concert in history. More people watched that than the moon landing. And so if you think about it, Elvis was projecting how much he loved America in his outfit for the world to see that this was an American success story. Elvis was the American dream, you know. Graceland's done a beautiful job of getting these suits out for people to behold how cool they are.
Johnny B.
Play the guitar just like a ringing a bell. Go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, I said go, go, Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, go, Johnny, be good. People coming from a miles around. I hear you playing music when the sun goes down. Maybe one day your name will be in light. Say, Johnny, be good tonight. Go, 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 go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, let it go.
It's your source for rockabilly blues, early country, early rock and roll, surf, and Ameripolitan music. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard Elvis Presley covering Chuck Berry's Johnny Be Good from his Aloha from Hawaii concert that was broadcast to the world January the 14th, 1973. Our guest this hour is Dean Z, and we'll wrap things up with him in just a moment and get a request from him. But first, wanted to play another new track that he sent over, his cover of If I Can Dream on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why, oh why, oh why can my dream come true? Oh why? There must be peace and understanding sometime. Winds of promise that will blow away the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on everyone, tell me why, oh why, oh why, oh that sun in a cloud with too much rain. We're trapped in a world that's troubled with pain. But long as a man has a strength to dream, he can redeem his soul and fly. Still, I am sure that the answer's gonna come somehow.
While I can talk, while I can stand, while I
first time I had you on, you requested I Don't Care If the Sun Don't Shine.
Mm-hmm.
And so now do you have, you know, another rockin' Elvis? Like, what's the first one coming to mind? Maybe a favorite now, you know, or just something that you're digging now. What would you like
to
hear?
Oh, man. Oh, gosh. There you go, putting me in a spot where it's hard to pick. I mean, how much cooler can it get? There's a part in Mystery Train where Elvis kind of chuckles to himself at the very end of the song after he kind of makes a like a train sound. He goes, woo, woo, and you can hear him laughing throughout the rest of the song. If you play Mystery Train and listen for that nuance, I think you'll really dig it.
Okay, well, let's play that here now. But thanks so much for taking the time. It's always good to catch up with you and play some of your tunes, too.
Thank you for what you do, man. Keeping all this music alive. We appreciate you. And keep TCBing, brother.
There you go.
Train I ride, 16 coaches long. Train I ride, 16 coaches long. Well, that long black train got my baby and gone. Train, train, coming round, round the bend. Train, train, coming round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again. No, not again. Train, train, coming down, down the line. Train, train, coming down the line. Well, it's bringing my baby, 'cause she's my all, mine, she's my all, mine. Train, train. Train, train, coming round, round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again. Never will again.
Hi, this is John Fogerty, and you're listening to Rockabilly and Blues with Jammin' James Riley. I'm
Creedence Clearwater Revival and their cover of My Baby Left Me. Now, you may remember John Fogerty on the show a few years back. He said he basically wanted to go after that Sun Records Sam Phillips Memphis sound with Creedence. Speaking of, Elvis Presley before that and Mystery Train by request this hour from our guest, Dean Z. Big thanks to Dean for spending the time and sending over some new music as well. Dean Z. .com has all the info on tour dates and merchandise available from Dean. NashvilleElvisFestival.com is also a great resource for upcoming events as well. Now, you've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Stay tuned for more great music and interviews. And as always, it's Jammin' James Riley saying keep on rockin'.